Morning.
500 miles for prostate cancer. How, when, why?
The why is I just wanted to do something for a charity, and prostate cancer came to mind. So I contacted them and they sent through T-shirts and things for me to do my training that in. And I just wanted to give something back.
And it's not the first time, really, you've saddled up and cycled for miles. You did it for Alzheimer's a while ago as well.
Yeah, I've done it for Alzheimer's. I've also done it for a previous company that I worked for. They were doing a sponsored cycle ride around Great Britain.
So how long are you going to give yourself as well to do the 500 miles?
I originally gave myself the 2 months, January and February, but unfortunately on the 1st of January I tested positive for COVID, so I've got to isolate.
Well, Happy New Year. How are you feeling? Are you okay?
Yeah, that's what I thought. I've been finding myself. I had a few bad days, but after that I'm fully vaccinated and everything, and it just seems to have helped.
So you're going to do the 500 miles over a period of time, like you say. Where might we see you on your bike?
My main route, I just normally get on my bike and go, but I'll probably end up heading towards Hunstanton or further. Just depends on the weather and the conditions at the time.
Well, good luck. I hope you get the all clear very, very soon. You can find out more and help him reach his target of £1,000 by searching for Adam's 500-mile cycle for prostate cancer UK on Just Giving. And you're already like 20% of the way to your target. You haven't even started. So that must feel good.
Yeah, it feels really good. The more people that can donate and help, the better. I'd love to hit the £1,000 target or surpass it if I can.